Why don't we go on and talk about your second case, your 43-year-old lady?
Right. So this is a woman who presented actually more than a year ago with a 2-centimeter palpable mass, again in the right breast in the upper outer quadrant. She had a core biopsy that showed grade 3 invasive ductal carcinoma, which was almost triple negative. She had 2% ER, but her PR and her 2 were negative, and her Ki-67 was 30%. We routinely do P53. I'm not sure why, but that 2 was negative. She could not handle the idea of treatment, and she actually disappeared for a year. She then came back with a 4-centimeter palpable mass, and at this point it was tenting up the skin, so it was very visible, but it wasn't grossly invading the skin.
Could I just clarify, though, so she didn't want to have surgery? She didn't want to have this removed?
Well, she also had an area of calcifications, and I think the first surgeon she talked to was not so sure that she could have breast conservation, and so she just couldn't deal with it. So she didn't come back for a year. So at this point, her tumor had clearly grown. It was tenting the skin but not invading it. So we referred her for neoadjuvant therapy. She was BRCA tested because she's young and triple negative. Her BRCA test was negative. So she, at that point, agreed to receive dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel. She had a good partial response, but her lump was still palpable, and she underwent breast-conserving resection. So fortunately, her lymph nodes were fine. We did a sentinel node biopsy on her. We had 2 negative lymph nodes. She didn't have involved nodes to start with, so her nodes were clinically negative prior to neoadjuvant. Following neoadjuvant, we did sentinel node biopsy. Those were free. Her residual tumor was 1.3 centimeters in size, so T1. And at this point, she's considering additional treatment on the ECOG Acrin 1131, which is the trial that randomizes women with 1 centimeter of residual disease or more to either carboplatin or capecitabine.